Good Friday, violence flaring in the Holy Land. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. At the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, a site holy to both Jews and Muslims, police clashing with Palestinian protesters, whom they say were throwing rocks at worshipers. Police responding with tear gas. The Red Cross says 67 people were injured. Frank James, the man prosecutors say was Tuesday's New York subway shooter, has made his first appearance in federal court.
During his brief appearance in court, James, wearing inmate clothing but not handcuffed or shackled, looked alert and aware of what was taking place. The judge ordered James held without bail. Prosecutors, in a six-page letter to the court, wrote, "The defendant committed a premeditated mass shooting on the New York City subway system and then fled the scene with a stockpile of ammunition and other dangerous items stowed in his storage unit. When asked by the judge if he understood and read the criminal charge he faces, James replied yes, but provided no insight into why he allegedly opened fire on a crowded subway car during the height of rush hour."
Fox's David Lee Miller. The judge also agreed to a defense request for a psychiatric examination. The flagship of Russia's naval fleet in the Black Sea has sunk after being heavily damaged by an onboard fire. Ukraine says that was the result of two missiles that fired at the vessel. But the Kremlin says there was no attack. The fire was an accident. The loss of the warship named for the Russian capital is a devastating symbolic defeat on the 50th day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. About the reported surrender of more than 1,000 Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says,
"We can't confirm or deny that particular report. We still think that Mariupol was contested. We still see Ukrainians fighting over it. And look, anything that comes out of Russian state media, you ought to take with a real big grain of salt there."
Another conviction from last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol, Dustin Thompson of Ohio, convicted of theft for stealing a coat rack. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On the road Thursday, President Biden continuing to blame Vladimir Putin for inflation in the U.S.
In poll after poll, inflation has ranked the number one issue for voters. This week's report marked another four-decade high. But the president in North Carolina promoting a manufacturing bill his team says would bring down inflation, Biden talked about just about everything. Climate, clean energy, historically black colleges and universities, Ukraine, cancer, criminal justice reform, even his agenda for the world. Biden focused on inflation long enough to direct blame at Russia. The administration has spread around blame for inflation from pandemic-related supply chain issues to oil companies to Vladimir Putin. But it's holding on to the idea that inflation is temporary.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. California delaying a coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children until at least next summer. The state was the first to announce it would require all school children to receive the coronavirus vaccine, but the governor's mandate will not take effect until federal regulators give final approval to the vaccine for children. Forget the nasal swab. There's now a less invasive way to learn if you have the coronavirus.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued an emergency use authorization for a test that can detect the presence of COVID by sampling someone's breath. Officials say the equipment needed to conduct the test is about the size of a piece of carry-on luggage, making it easy to use in mobile testing sites as well as in hospitals and doctor's offices. Makers of the test say it only takes about 3 minutes to process results. The company says clinical trials showed the testing system had a negative predictive value of 99.6%, meaning those getting a negative test are almost certain to be virus-free. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
About 5,000 people in New Mexico still away from their homes as a wildfire continues to rage, mostly unchecked in the mountain community of Redoso. 200 homes burned, 2 people killed. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.